Thank you very much, Paola Ramirez from the Permanent Mission of Mexico. Sorry, I was not here this morning, so I don't know if this topic was addressed or not. The last comment of Pavel Podin was related to how this, who is making this decision about how the cost that we can tolerate, let's say that way. So in that way, it's also a decision in terms of if we are trying to mitigate a risk that maybe is not possible to actually mitigate at all, which means the only way to actually eliminate it is eliminating the weapons itself, because there's no other way to actually address the risk if we want to not have the presence of the cost. So in that way, just also how, I mean, legitimate is the decision of someone that is trying to, in a way, make decisions in terms of mitigation instead of elimination when the cost is not paid only by that country, but actually has global implications, and it could turn into actually the elimination of humankind. Thank you.
Thank you. Very important question, too. And one more.
Thanks a lot. It's just a follow-up to what Paola had just said, because I know from discussions with a representative of nuclear weapon states that this argument, the cost, is not really convincing when we speak with them. They say pretty clearly that during the high peak of the Cold War, their civil defense systems managed to have some sort of a quick and clear response to whatever impact they might have during a nuclear war. This is something I heard really recently.